brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Rosie O'Donnell news finally broke in the mainstream media after a week of cover-up, at least a week, 7 full days since it broke last Friday. It had already previously broken, but it broke big time Friday in the alternative media. The alternative media wouldn't touch it either. I mean, are you guys playing with a full deck here? Major controversy brings major eyeballs and ears and brains focused in on what we're doing to continue the fight. That's the whole reason here that we're talking about this. Chris in New York has family that's a detective. He was walking us through how he woke him up. Please continue.
Yeah, okay. So getting back to ZACCOM, when I showed him that ZACCOM had previously worked for a company called System Planning Corporation, and if you go to System Planning Corporation's homepage, you see that they specialize in the technology of flying aircraft by remote control. It was known as flight termination systems.
No, I understand. It's incredible.
And I showed that to the detective, and he went, oh, my God. And then we started talking about the collapse of the buildings, and specifically he was there when Building 7 went down. He said that was the thing that never made sense to him about how that
building
collapsed.
But see, they're just so trusting, they never look.
Yeah,
they never look. It's like literally the elephant in the living room.
Right. And then so we got into that whole discussion about Building 7 and Larry Silverstein and all that. And, you know, the whole poet comment, and he told me that he was informed that Building 7 was going to come down. He was told that at about 11 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock. So that's
No, I mean, we have the firemen and police saying all day they were saying it was going to come down.
Right. So the whole thing was Silverstein's now trying to back out of things. Well, pull it meant to pull the firemen out. It was, the firemen were out by 11, 11:30 in the morning.
Well, here's the question. How can this family of yours know this now and not go public, see?
Oh, well, here's the good news. So I left him with, I gave him a copy of the DVD 9/11 Mysteries, and I said, I want you to take it, look at it, and then, you know, get back to me. Well, I spoke to him last week, and I said, you know, did you ever have a look at it? And he said, several times. I said, oh, did you show it to your wife? He said, no, I brought it to the precinct where I worked, and I showed it to my fellow officers. And he said that, you know, first one of the guys said, oh, what is it, one of those conspiracy BS things? Then they watched it. He said about a dozen guys in his precinct saw it, and now they're passing it around to their friends. And they're all on board because he said the evidence in that DVD is overwhelming.
Because they were there. And no amount of page six crap, excuse my French, mm-hmm. is going to stop us.
Right. So I just think that that's one way of going about it. Alex, here's my opinion. I think we need to get law enforcement and military on our side.
Look, I agree. And, you know, I primitively get mad at them and freak out on air, but it's because they're being misused. I don't like how they're being used. And I just can't believe, because I know they're not that stupid, I can't believe they won't look at the evidence. If they look, it's unbelievable.
It's overwhelming.
I mean, does he now know that they ran a CIA drill of flying hijacked jets into those very buildings at the exact same time?
I had mentioned that to him. I said, yeah, how did Osama bin Laden get NORAD, you know, and the United States Air Force to stand down for an hour and 52 minutes.
But, I mean, how do you get them to run drills of the same targets being hit at the same time? I mean, come on. This is no-brainer, folks.
It's a no-brainer. Like you said, it's perfect.
And then they'll come back with, well, Popular Mechanics debunked it. They didn't debunk. They built straw men. They didn't attack what we really said. They made up what we said and then disproved that. Or they went to their own disinfo agents, we know who they are, out there putting out cockamamie stories on purpose.
Oh, if you've ever listened to the interview, I'm sure you have, with Davin Coburn, who was like the researcher for that book. He did an interview with Charles Goyette, and he got slammed. He couldn't answer any questions when they brought up the
fact. Yeah, I've heard the interview. We've interviewed Goyette. He's interviewed me.
Oh, yeah, when he said seven hijackers, you know, someone called in saying, well, seven of the hijackers are still alive. He goes, no, they're not. We have the DNA. And then Goyette said to him, well, all right, if you have the DNA, how did you get the original sample of the DNA to match it up with?
But there is, that's just made up.
Like,
there is
like the question.
But the government doesn't even say they have the DNA.
Right.
It's just made up.
They make it up, yeah.
Just made up. And then, but the average person goes, well, they said that authoritatively. Hearst Publishing, they're not in the encyclopedia next to the word yellow journalism. Yes, they are, folks. They wrote the book on government propaganda. Okay? They're Hitler.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm very honored that 9/11 Philly Truth, or Philly 9/11 Truth, stole my line of 2 plus 2 does equal 4 and the world is round. I love it. And they had their own tyranny response team. They went and shut down Alan Dershowitz. Paul Watson's done an incredible article he just posted. With the video, we'll be playing that later. And, of course, they bum-rushed him and grabbed him. And they brought up the key information. I want to get those 9/11 truth guys from Philly on as soon as possible. Had I finished up with Chris, or is he gone now? Chris, just finish up, because I'm going to go to Michael Rivero to get his take on all this real fast.
Yeah, it's Mike Rivero, not Matt.
Yes.
All yeah. Right, thanks, Alex.
But listen, where is it now? I mean, are these cops going to go public? Because, I mean, remember this. When I was at Ground Zero in 2004, about half the cops hated us, the other half liked us. This time, I said about 70% were fans going, yeah, we know it's an inside job, keep it up, Alex, seen Terror Storm, hey, we've seen martial law, hey, we've seen loose change. Almost all, I mean, 90-plus percent of the firefighters, I couldn't get work done, I couldn't do interviews, the firefighters were all over us. I mean, they really know, because they know fire. Now the facts have come out. I mean, what's going to happen to the government as this chain reaction continues and you say he went and woke up everybody at his office?
12 of them on board, so I'm going to speak to him next time and then I'm going to give him, martial law, rise of the police state, have him look at that and then say, like, okay, you know, where are you going to go from here? You know, because he woke them up with the evidence that clearly the buildings were demolished and the whole official story is a joke. So it's like, this is where your country's going. What are you going to do about it?
Absolutely. I appreciate you joining us. Coming up, Keep me abreast of that as it develops. 9/11 truthers confront Alan Mingala Dershowitz, brainwashed rapture, stone, fake Christians, and Israeli firsters scream and boo, throw their toys out of the pram. Hey, Watson, change that. Out of the child's pen. I know you call it pram in England, but no one understands that over here. We have limited vocabulary. So out of their playpen. Can we change that to playpen? I do my editing here on air, but good job, Watson. Playpen, not pram. No one will understand that. Or at least 90% of people. Going now to Matt Rivero. It's good to have Matt Rivero. Oh, I'm sorry. The New York Post couldn't even get that right when they attacked Michael Rivero, myself, Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, and the Easter Bunny in a page six biggest gossip column story in the country. It finally broke, and I guess there's silver linings because somebody leaked this, and I think I know who that somebody is. They shouldn't have. Hope this doesn't damage its prospects. Mike, what do you think of all this?
Well, I just became aware of it myself, and I can't stop laughing. I brought this article up on my web browser, and my entire computer turned yellow from the yellow journalism, and it starts off with the hooker-loving Hollywood hunk. I mean, I think there's a little bit of a bias going into this article right from the start. But, of course, what everybody seems to be picking up on is that they couldn't even get my name correct. They call me Matt Rivero, which says they did not even bother going to the website whatreallyhappened.com because it says right at the very top, Michael Rivero's whatreallyhappened.com. And it's just amazing. When they start out where they don't even have the name correct, it pretty much, I think, pulls the rug out from under everything else that they're saying here.
Are you going to call for a retraction, page six?
Yeah, I think we ought to at this point.
For me, not retraction, correction.
Yeah, a correction. The other one, of course, is they're saying here that widely debunked claims about the collapse.
And they say that several times. Just like everyone knows, the moon is made of cheese.
That's exactly the kind of tactic they're using. They're taking the position that nobody believes this. It's way out there. Nobody's paying attention. These are all idiots. And it's just a blatant smear job. And I got to tell you, I can't stop laughing. I'm going to frame this and hang it on the wall. This is just hilarious to see this in print.
But getting into what your site actually covers on 7, for those who just joined us, I know most of you aren't sick of hearing about it. You know it's really the number one smoking gun, the key, and there's several others. But I mean, we've got them dead to rights here. What do you think was really planned with 7? Crystallize it, if you can, in like 2 minutes. What happened with 7? Why is it so important?
Building number 7, the Solomon Brothers building where all the government offices were located, and it was a bomb-resistant, fire-resistant building, more so than normal.
It was the state, county, federal emergency command center.
Yeah, the theory is that Flight 93 was going to crash into that building. If you watch the No Dead Brothers documentary 9/11, the firefighters are saying a third plane is reported inbound to New York, and the theory is that Flight 93 was planned to crash into building number 7. Well, as everybody knows, Flight 93 either crashed or was shot down in Pennsylvania, but they had to bring down World Trade Center 7 anyway.
So that was going to be the trifecta bonus.
Exactly. That was really going to hammer home the destruction and the terror. But they had to take down World Trade Center 7 anyway, because had they gone back in and found the demolition charges, the story would have been over. So they had to come up with this silly story that the building collapsed from fire, and there was really very little fire visible in
it. And then after the third plane didn't come, there's no fires. Giuliani and everybody pull out, fires start, and then perfect demolition. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It really is.
It's ridiculous. How dumb do you think we are?
Well, I gotta tell you, I know that the whole thing about World Trade Center 7, especially after we caught the BBC and CNN reporting the building had collapsed before it actually happened.
Tell people why that's important. Some people don't get it.
Well, we have a video from the British Broadcasting Corporation reporting that building number 7 had collapsed while it's still standing behind the reporter. And the reason it's important is because before 9/11, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire. So there was no reason for anybody to be going around saying building number 7 is going to collapse.
It shows total scripting.
There was no historical precedent for it whatsoever. So it just made it really obvious that a script was being followed, that somebody was issuing these statements, that the media was simply echoing, and the timing got messed up, and Building 7 was reported as down before the demolition was carried out. And we have the proof of that on the BBC videos.
Absolutely. It seems like, I mean, we were on the offensive 6 months ago, a year ago, and I do give Charlie Sheen credit, not just because he did it here on this show or I'm friends with him, but because I've plotted it. I mean, I've plotted it out after it happened. I've done a retrospective. I've looked at it. He goes public. They take the bait because he's got a few skeletons like anybody does in his past. They demonize. It doesn't work. The polls show 84%, well, the CNN showed 83% supporting. Then I talked to CNN execs. They're told, kill the story. The story nationally is shut down. But it energized 9/11 Truth. All the sites I talked to said they had double, triple, quadruple, in some cases, visitors for a few months. Charlie had the idea for the 9/11 symposium. That caused a chain reaction. Aired four times on C-SPAN. Then all these other people, other stars start going public. More and more evidence comes out. This BBC thing comes out. BBC thing. I mean, it's just so much. This is just crescendo. Mike, I mean, I see them just in deep trouble. Their debunkers are being debunked. They are in just headlong retreat right now.
Well, this article clearly has panic all over it. There's very little factual information. They got my name wrong. They're using all these very obvious smears and character assassinations. This is a panic reaction, and I think they have really started to understand that they have not fooled the American people with this.
And again, folks, we're not putting this good face on it. They've got control of the military. They've got control of the culture. They've got control of the finances. We're winning battles. We have not won the war. We're in deep, mortal combat with very sinister oligarchy, the Anglo-American / APAC crime syndicate. And this is very, very serious. But we are having an effect on them, and they are really scared right now. I mean, you could see them. Up until just a few months ago, they were still invoking 9/11 every 10 seconds, and Cheney still tries it every once in a while. Bush said, if you don't keep doing the Iraq war, Al-Qaeda will hit again. But it doesn't work. Everybody I talk to, every cop I talk to, just says it's pure bull now, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting the same reaction. I can't even find anybody anymore who trusts the official story. And I think on this one, we can say, I think we've definitely brought the truth to the American people. Now, anybody who's still waiting for the government to admit that they're wrong, they're going to wait forever. The government will never admit that they're wrong. But who cares? At this point, the majority of the American people know what happened, and that is what counts.
Well, everybody in the truth movement, the patriot movement's got to pull together now more than ever, because times are so dark, things are so serious. This cornered behemoth, this cornered leviathan, this cornered juggernaut has not been vanquished. It may be on fire and smoking out of different orifices, but it is not down.
No, it is cornered, and a cornered animal is the most dangerous, but I think we're going to be seeing some very interesting changes in the next few months.
It seems they're kind of slowing down. The world's going to end because of terror, and trying to go to plan B of the earth is dying. It's got a fever. Pay a global tax. Send people to jail for dripping motor oil, or your children will die.
I think basically they're in thrash mode. They're flinging around trying to find anything that they can get traction with to get the people to go back to being obedient little serfs. But it's not working, because government functions very often like a religion, and once the people lose faith, you just don't get it back overnight. And the United States government definitely is facing a crisis of credibility of their own making. It took, you know, centuries to build up trust in the American government, and we've seen that trust squandered over the last 10, 15 years. It's not going to come back overnight, no matter how many scarecrows and false flags and booga boogas they put up.
That is a crisis in and of itself, and we want to bring this down, but we don't want its falling to crush us, Mike. How do you see this fleshing out?
Well, I have been of the opinion all along that ultimately we're going to see the government of the United States go the way of the USSR. It's simply going to collapse from its own corruption, its own lies, its own excesses, and there will be a period of confusion out of which we will see a new country emerge, much as we've seen the new Russian republics emerge from the old USSR. I think overall for the common people it's going to be a very good thing. A lot of privileged entrenched power, of course, will fall away.
And it's going to be rough in the process. Matt Rivero, well, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, do you want to add something after the break?
No, that's fine.
Okay, take care. Thanks.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 22nd, 2007. Gold is at $6.63, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.66, $345.88 for half, and $172.94 for quarter ounce coins at $686.66, $345.88, and $172.94. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, I just learn more and more here by the minute. I guess I've been so busy this morning I didn't learn that we got a call concerning this page 6 thing yesterday and this morning, and I wasn't told about it. Oh, my gosh. I know we've got phone calls here. Did they just give you his number to call him, John? Okay, because this is a total war room. I just got a call from William Rodriguez. Willie, I want to get him on right now. He's either calling in or you're supposed to be giving his number. I mean, you ought to see it, folks. I'm just running around, foaming at the mouth in between breaks, doing 5 different things, calling people, working on different stories. We are clear to fire on the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. We have orbited the planet at maximum velocity, and we are clear to fire on the enemy. I'm telling you, right now, we need to just all of us intensify our firepower on the New World Order. Concentrate our fire on these people. And, you know, I probably could have handled it better back in the first hour, getting mad about this movie thing coming out. I had just been told it was so important to keep it secret for the project. And but like I said earlier, maybe it's for the best. Maybe it's a good thing in the final equation that this indeed came out. Have they instant messaged you yet the phone number to call? Okay, great. Okay, we'll go to him right now. Fantastic. Just absolutely incredible. Okay, William Rodriguez, the hero of 9/11 who saved all those people and barely made it out of the building. My good friend joins us. Willie, how you doing?
How you doing, Alex? Here, pissed off with the...
Look, I'm sorry if earlier I didn't know who'd leaked it. I thought it was you or somebody else, and my hunch was right that it had been leaked, but now you have the full story. I'm not saying anything bad. I had just been sworn to secrecy, and now I learned that you weren't. So I'm not mad at you, and I apologize if it came off wrong. I just called you a big mouth. I got a big mouth, too. In fact, mine's bigger than yours, and I'm not as handsome as you.
I did call earlier, before even the article came out, because I got an email with the article before it even came out.
Okay, I'm sorry I wasn't told. I'm sorry you told my audience. I now learned last night and this morning. I don't know why in Hades I wasn't told, but fine. I apologize about that.
I did speak to them yesterday. I was talking about the Rosie O'Donnell situation, and I was showing support like I always did.
I know. Willie, I mean, you're a sweetheart. You're a hero of 9/11. You're the key master. We know that. I just was told this. If this came out, it could be damaging to the film. And then earlier, the last film idea, it would be damaging if that came out and that came out. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's good. Hey, now the Rosie thing broke. You know, I feel bad. You know, I came in 10 minutes before air, and I get angry. I'm not angry at you, though. How's your lovely wife doing?
Oh, she's doing better after the miscarriage. Yeah, she's doing much better.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, yesterday was a very turning point for the movement. I did hear what was going on over there through your radio show with Luke, who did actually the best thing that we could have done, protesting in front over there. I got big news coming out afterwards with Rosie, and it's not going to be public yet. I did speak to the New York Post yesterday about the Rosie situation. They did ask me whatever happened with the movie with Charlie Sheen, and I said, well, you know, nothing that I'm involved with right now. And they did the connection.
But wait, tell us instead of the Rupert Murdoch enemy people, what's going on with Rosie? Because we got it from the New York Post reporter that she made some statement and that she's going to be making some statement.
Big surprise coming soon. You'll have an exclusive.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I mean, you know why I got mad? I was told to be all secretive about this, and later I found out that you really weren't told not to talk about it. And I don't know exactly what happened with that, so I apologize.
No, they
for calling
have
you a big mouth. Here, you can call me a big mouth back.
No.
Call me big mouth.
No. But I was, concerned that the information was going out there wrong.
But my hunch was correct, though. You are. I mean, did you tell him about the movie?
No.
Oh, so my hunch was incorrect.
No, they're talking about Remedy. No, we're talking about the first movie. Remember when Charlie said that he would like to do a movie about my life?
Yeah, but I'm talking about the second. I mean, where did they get this about Loose Change?
They already had that information. They said, this is what they said, are you involved with Charlie Sheen's new production? Because we already have information that he's going out to do something new. And I said, no. And he said, well, we're checking out something. We'll get back to you. And they were very nice.
Well, then you didn't do it, and I apologize. I wonder who the person is.
Well, apparently when they called that guy Cuba, and he already said something that he was narrating or something like that.
Okay, so Cuban admitted it.
Well, it's on the article.
No, I mean, I know they contacted him. It says after they learned of it, they did contact him. Well, fantastic. Well, let's talk about what you're doing in your life and where all this is going, and maybe we can twist your arm into telling us what the big breaking news is with William Rodriguez, hero of 9/11.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Well, I feel bad, have egg on my face. I like Willie. He's a really great guy. Met him at several big events, interviewed him many times. He did one of his rare sit-down video interviews with me, which is really hard to get. Loose Change guys took months to get it. They were just telling me the other day. And I just knew that Willie had talked to Page Six before about movie ideas, and which was fine. They didn't, you know. And then I just put two and two together because I talked to people who talked to him, but they talked to several people, though. And then now I find out that the New York Post already knew and tried to use him to confirm, and then did confirm it through Mark Cuban. So somebody leaked it, and it was probably somebody on the other side. And Willie is just a hero of 9/11. And, of course, I didn't say his name or anything earlier. I was saying I think it might be the hero of 9/11, or it could be somebody else. And then I said, you know, it may be a silver lining because by about 30 minutes into the show, I was mad when I first got on air because I started thinking, well, at least Rosie O'Donnell stuff's public now, and who knows, this will get attention on it now, and may actually make it be even better, or if Mark Cuban ends up not doing it at 29/29, then it's going to get made somewhere. And I talked to the Loose Change guys. They totally agree. So, you know, I started thinking, too, there's so many other people that could have leaked it. I was just trying to think because, you know, Willie's such a nice guy that he just might have been, oh, yeah, you know, not knowing or somebody didn't tell him it was a secret. And so, again, Willie, I apologize. I mean, only you would be out there listening and know who I might have been talking about. So I apologize if I was wrong in the last hour. But at least we can now, in the next hour, fix all that, my friend.
People trying to attack us, that I would be with my antennas up very easily. On another point, I just wanted to tell you, Kevin Barrett was attacked by a survivor that was brought by the Youth Republican Group in UW University. And I sent an email directly to Kevin to set up another presentation with UW, and I will go there to support him because I support the research that he's doing. And
oh, my God, somebody attacked Kevin Barrett?
Oh, yes. While he was out of the campus doing presentations somewhere in another state, they brought a survivor from 9/11 from the 50-something floor to speak, a survivor that I never heard of, as a matter of fact, to speak to the Youth Republican Union or something like that. And the guy started to attack Kevin Barrett. And number one, you know, I said, never heard of the guy. And, you know, I'm not doubting his story. And it may be a powerful story. But, you know, to attack somebody that is doing an honest and positive research to get answers on what happened on that day is a no-no for us. So I will basically volunteer my time and my presentation to go to UW, but I believe that UW will now say, well, they will not have me over there because they already have one. So there's not going to be equal opportunity. So I spoke to Kevin Barrett this morning. He was very ecstatic that I came out to his defense and said that he will try to put together an event so I could go over there. So we're just looking for angels to pay for the trip and, you know, the expense.
Well, William, how do people get in contact with you? Are there any websites or emails they should visit?
Yes, the 911keymaster.com, 911keymaster.com. And people can actually help us to continue this search and this quest for the truth, donating through the website or buying the DVD that I have there, which is basically the DVD re-edited from your event in California, which it came out to be one of the most powerful presentations that we ever did.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
To a crowd of 1,200 people.
Yeah. And
I didn't even know there was a DVD of that. I mean, I know we shot it and put some stuff out, and I know you guys shot it. Maybe I want to carry that up. How do folks get a copy of that? How long is it? Where do they write to? Do they go to the website?
They go to the website, 911keymaster.com. We're actually working on something bigger right now, and you're going to love this, Alex. I just came back from my very successful tour on UK, which was basically the biggest thing that we ever did over there. We were able to organize most of the groups and create new attention. The media over there, I'm talking about every BBC, local radio, in every city, from London all the way to Scotland, was positive of our quest. But the funny thing is that I was there when they did their hit piece against you and the Loose Change people. And
that was an incredible hit piece, wasn't it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I called Kevin, your producer, from London to tell him that I was actually doing some of the radio interviews, countering the events of
the hit. Oh, his phone just went dead. Do you have his number, John? Call him back. That happens sometimes. Well, anyways, interesting. William did talk to the New York Post, but they'd already contacted him. I knew he had a connection there. So I was partially right, but not entirely right, according to Willie. And I believe him. You know, he's a great guy. I'm sure something this big you can't keep contained forever. Generally, as a rule, it's not good that it got out. generally, as a rule, it is not positive that it got out, but you never know. It is positive that the Rosie O'Donnell thing got out, and that's now broken, and the neocons won't be able to help but taking the bait. And so that is positive that that this broke in the Page Six. I mean, the more I think about it, and hell, even if it's a bad thing, let's, you know, if you got lemons, make lemonade. There at the CFR, they said we need to use this disaster to create a new world order, make lemonade with lemons. But William, your phone cut out, or our phone cut out.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's probably on our end. Lord knows what's going on. But please continue about, okay, so the hit piece on the BBC, you obviously saw it. What was the response of the British people you talked to over there who did see it?
It's incredible because I was there on a tour, and the BBC knew I was doing this tour for probably 5 months in advance. So they actually moved the hit piece from April to February to coincide with my tour. I'm not saying I'm the purpose of it, but I was creating.
Well, they also kept claiming that all of the families hate the 9/11 truthers when Bill Doyle...
Big lie. That's actually what I did. I went on Reddit and said, wait, hold on. Who is these people? I have dozens and dozens of people that I can produce that is supporting our quest.
Well, Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family group, has gone public saying that the majority, he lost his son, Joey Doyle, the majority of them think it's an inside job. He's the head of the group. He believes it's an inside job. I mean, there's all these victims and their families at the events. They've marched around the White House. You've been there. They've marched around Ground Zero.
Yes.
And the media totally ignores them and gets the minority of them up on TV to say they hate us. And then that program said there were no cops or anybody who thought it was an inside job. Meanwhile, we sent them cops. Who had been told they were going to blow up Building 7, and they wouldn't interview him.
But add to that, like I said, I was there in London when they did this, and I said, listen, you don't have an equal balance piece. I'm here. Let's do one. And they didn't want to. They actually say no. I will be on every radio show, like I said, for the BBC network, and they will have me on for half an hour, sometimes an hour, and it was not an attack. Actually, they let me speak, and I had support from the people on the radio station. As a matter of fact, we had a three-camera crew recording every presentation so they would not edit it, and if they edit it, we will have the proof on the tape of what was said. But the funny thing is that we never had to stop the cameras.
I saw you on BBC television, but it was only about a three-minute interview.
Yes. Well, actually, and the only from interviews that we receive, usually two and one-page spreads on the first six or seven pages of almost every local newspaper. The only one that was kind of an attacking one was one in Glasgow. Because the lady said, you know, that I produced a master key, and how did she know if that key wasn't the actual key for my drinking cabinet? You know, kind of an offending thing.
Yeah, but it's admitted you helped the police and firemen get into the building and to go up in the stairwells. I mean, what are they talking about?
Well, the funny thing is that most of the presentation, we have the police, the local police, and the local firemen being there as guests of my presentation. And they were all supportive. As a matter of fact, in Ipswich, we have the local sheriff, the top sheriff, going over there and actually opening for me and closing for me. How's that?
So the support
all over the world has been amazing. It's here that we are getting these attacks, these hit pieces. I'm going now to Malaysia again to meet with the Prime Minister again, and I'm going to Penang to meet with the people in Penang, the government in Penang. So, you know, the interest is overwhelming outside of the country.
Well, 9/11 Truth has won domestically and internationally, but you're right. The domestic propaganda is amazing. But a lot of the police and firemen we talk to now here know the truth as well, William.
That is correct. And we have gathered as much evidence and as much interviews as possible to show the support. And we are going to make that available either through your website, prisonplanet.com, or my website, 911keymaster.com. Just keep checking, because as we digitize them, we're going to be posting them up.
Absolutely. Now, again, tell folks at 911keymaster.com, and you've got, how long is that presentation? You gave an excellent presentation.
That's a 56-minute presentation.
56 minutes. I think you had more time. I mean, I guess you just cut it down to the most powerful info.
Yes, and actually has more camera views. The initial one was 3 camera views. This one has 5 camera views, which is good. And until we produce the new one. And this is the only way we can support this mission of going to other countries. People forget that, you know.
Well, you're a hero of 9/11, William, and I want you to know we appreciate all you do. And I was just, again, I've said it 5 times, I'll say it again. I was overwrought, and I wasn't sure. I said, I'm not sure. I said it might be a hero of 9/11 who just, you know, blah, blah, blah. But don't think I was ever mad. I was just mad. I wasn't mad at you personally. I was mad at the whole thing, and I was mad at the hit piece. And saying we have no evidence of Building 7, and I'm just, I get so angry at their baloney.
I understand, and I feel the same way. And I, you know, remember, I'm not going to be tricked in a situation where I'm actually going to hurt the people that are.
No, I know you're good, and you've had a lot of opportunities to do that, and you haven't. In fact, you've exposed, and I should have remembered this. You have exposed the disinfo people with the space beams and the no planes.
That's
and they
correct.
Think it's real funny what they're doing. I remember...
I think it's ridiculous what they're doing. I think it's hurting the movement. I think, actually, I spoke on every presentation that I did in UK against these theories. And actually, the information has gotten over there and it has made us a laughable stock sometimes with these presenters. And I tell them, listen, no, hold on. There's a division within the ranks here. There's two different groups. They're the people that are really talking about conspiracy theories and the people that are talking that the real conspiracy theory came from the government first.
Look,
put out the first theory.
Yes, it's total bull. You're going to have, in any situation when you're trying to expose a crime, debunkers trying to plant false evidence to lead you down rabbit trails. You're going to have people that try to plant stuff on innocent people and groups so that it's going to be discredited. I mean, you don't think they're just going to not fight us here, folks. I mean, they're going to come up with ridiculous stuff that blood-drinking lizards from planet Klukulklop fired, you know, giant Twinkie lasers at the towers. It's not going to work. The people see right through it. The good news is it's not stopping 9/11 truth.
Correct, and it's growing exponentially. It has gone bigger and bigger and bigger than we ever expected. The support internationally is non-stopping. I tell you, my experience, people don't see the experience that I'm going through because I'm the one out there going to these presentations, talking to the people directly, people that is not even related.
And by the way, other governments stage terror attacks throughout history, so worldwide people are waking up to government-sponsored terror, a key tool of the elite that they've gone to too many times in their little bag of tricks, is now losing its effect. So they're having to switch over to fake global warming hysteria or you know, other situations.
When I gave you that interview with Annie Michonne and Ali, and David Shaler, people that were involved with MI5 on actually creating false flag terrorism, is coming from the horse's mouth. So if these people have come out with that kind of information, you know, what will the government do to our own people is non-stoppable. You know, so we have to take a position and a stand to make a change and say, wait, hold on, we're not going to stand for this.
Absolutely. Now, you've got some really big news, and you've never steered me wrong on inside sources you've got.
Never did.
Somebody really big has told you they're going to talk to you about 9/11, and if they're going to be going public. I know about another huge meeting happening in Hollywood tonight with a bunch of big stars with strategy on what they're going to do concerning 9/11. I'll go ahead and let that out of the bag. We'll see what happens. There's no details. I have the details, but I can't give them to you. There's that that could be breaking very soon. William, send me that email to contact that person, and I'll just, you know, simply say, hey, I know you're talking to Willie. If you'd like to talk to me or you'd like to go privately confer, I won't go public with it, to try to get them to go public later on their own terms. It looks like that's pretty much happening regardless. And, William, again, I really appreciate you. And I kind of got broadsided and bushwhacked with this news this morning. I've been keeping this secret now for over a year. As it was in development, it was now getting to the point of just 3 or 4 months away from theaters. And I hope we haven't had a horse shot out from under us, but by whoever. And again, I was just overwrought here. So listen, I really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you real soon. Please stay in contact, and let us get you back on tomorrow with an update after you talk to this person.
I will do that. And again, the website, 911keymaster.com.
All right. Thank you, William Rodriguez. And our prayers go with your wife.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. You bet. Now, I've already done an hour and 49 minutes. I said we'd have open phones today, but something happened. Now we're going to have open phones. And I did a pretty good job a few days ago with Cornkey, taking about 15 calls in the third hour. I am going to just take call after call after call after call after call after call, interspersed with just a few headlines, other news we haven't even gotten to yet. Okay, but it's been an hour and 49 minutes of showtime, and I haven't plugged the video yet. These are powerful films I've made. I've made 15 of them. It's how I fund my operation. They're the most powerful films out there on government-sponsored terror, on the New World Order, in my opinion. Some of the most powerful films. I'd say Terror Storm is the best overall to understand government-sponsored terror. It doesn't just cover 9/11. It covers it all. There's other great films as well. I don't want to say I've got the best, period, but it's the best in that genre. America Freedom to Fascism is the best on the Federal Reserve System and the IRS and who the masters are. Get America Freedom to Fascism at Infowars.com today. And we have a new video we're carrying I'm going to tell you about when we get back just briefly in 30 seconds. But please go to Infowars.com. Check out all the new books and videos we're carrying. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can order via PrisonPlanet.com. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Come in for the big win. Join us in the info war. Get the films. Burn the copies. Make the copies. And engage the New World Order at point-blank range.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. You know, sometimes Satan. He comes mad apiece. Oh, yeah.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious time. The living song of love that ever has been sung. Pretty intense can be evil. Both hands can be full of grief.
Welcome back. All right, I'm going to go to Alec and Shauna. Is it Shannon? They've been holding for eons. And then we're going to get to Matt and Peter and Ed and everybody else. I am carrying a new film. It's the American Mysteries Part 2. You know what? I'm just going to get the calls and I'm going to cover it later. It's a big new film. This is Part 2 of the Mysteries film. It's incredible. Won a bunch of awards. The last one won a bunch of awards. We got it up on Infowars.com. It just came out. There it is. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Alec in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, greetings. How are you?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening for a really, really long time, and the best way I can explain myself is that I'm the Bizarro Troy. I'm up here in New York. That means I believe, basically, that we're at the precipice of something new. No one knows.
You're the Bizarro Troy, like he's Superman and you're Bizarro? Or how about you're Superman and he's Bizarro?
How about I'm Alec, you know what I mean? That's all I need.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I was there yesterday at ABC. I went and I met Luke and Tony and Rob and Anthony and learned a lot more about Dan Wallace, and I realized I was beside him 9/11 on the 5th anniversary this year. So basically I just want to call to try, and I'm obviously really nervous, but I just hope that everyone listening can keep high level. Alex, I know you got hit with it right before you got on air, but we have to remain high level. And I know you are. I know you, where you come from. But right now is when we have to use everyone who's listening, Alex, all the people you can't talk about. Hollywood is the biggest production center on the planet Earth. And this is the InfoWar. You are not going to lose. We're not going to lose. It's just impossible. Look at these people.
Yeah, we're trying to turn their propaganda arm against them. We're trying to turn them over to the good side, away from the dark side. It's working. It's happening.
And we're
not just focused there. We're fighting on hundreds of fronts.
I'm with you. I was there. I was with you, those guys.
We shall go on to the end, whatever the cost may be.
Here's the deal. I got a quote for you. Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. The event is in the hands of God. You know who said that?
George JFK?
Washington. George Washington.
George Washington, okay.
We are
wise and honest. I've seen JFK say that. I bet he was quoting George Washington.
I don't doubt it. They're, you know, we lost all the, I don't know. Alex, I just want to keep you, let you know that those you don't know about yet, we are here, and we completely support you every step of the way. And there's no way. I'm a North Carolinian, so I'm a country boy, too. I know what's coming, and I feel fine. But you just keep it up, brother. Stay high level.
I hear you, my friend. I really appreciate the call. I'm going to be fair to the next caller, so we'll go to break, come back, go to her, and then go to everybody else. And what a novel idea. Here's the toll-free number to join us. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Back from 9 to midnight. And simulcast on the internet 24/7 at Infowars.com. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.